out to Trinity's. Let's sit there to tea.
That's right. I'll ask, can we sit with you in a moment? Mummy's ordered a book for you this morning.
What book?
Well, it was a book that I'd seen a long time ago. About a little boy who liked plain colours. And his mummy and daddy who liked bright coloured things. His mum liked spots and his dad liked stripes.
Like a ball shape, like frogs. Boing, boing, boing.
Like frogs.
Boing, 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 boing.
And funnily enough, I think the story was read on television a little while ago.
Yes, it is. Boing, boing.
Boing, boing?
Yeah.
That noise the frog makes.
Oh, no, you're a silly woman.
Why are you saying that?
The sheep goes boing, boing, boing.
The sheep goes boing, boing, boing.
Boing. On my chair.
You're sitting on your chair now. Who goes boing, boing, boing? A sheep?
Go boing.
I see, it's a funny sort of sheep.
Yeah, well, sheep's,
yes, sheep are normally white, aren't they? But you can have black sheep.
Oh, and you can, that's not what did say?
And you can have some with both colours, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Could I have the pencil, please?
I hold it.
Alright, you hold it. Well, in the story, I don't know whether you can remember it, Thomas, the little boy liked everything plain. He liked to wear the same colour t-shirt and the same colour trousers and socks.
And his shoes!
And shoes.
And slippers.
His mummy liked spots of everything she had spots and dots on it. She had summer dresses with big spots, brightly coloured, and hats with spots, and even her sunglasses had spots. And I think it showed her lying in the garden on a deck chair, which was also spotty, and she was drinking from a beaker that had spots on it. And the daddy loved stripes. Everything he had stripes on. And his mummy and daddy thought he was strange because he liked plain colours.
Mm.
And they thought he was strange because he just liked one colour. Now, what's mummy wearing today?
My sleep suit.
A sleep suit, or it's a blouse. But it's green, isn't it? Just green. Plain green.
Or dark green.
No, that's my hand. That's not green, is it? And what colour are Mummy's trousers?
Blue.
Blue. What colour are Thomas's trousers?
Green.
Green. They're green all over, aren't they?
Yes.
But what colour's your jumper?
White and blue.
White and blue and
green.
Green. You've got three colours in your jumper. Your trousers are all one colour, so they're plain. But your jumper has three colours. It's got a blue stripe, and a white stripe, and a green stripe. So which is patterned? This one, the stripy one's patterned.
This one's patterned.
And that one's patterned. You've got two patterned sleeves. But your trousers are plain, aren't they? They're plain green. What else can we see looking around? Where's that video case with the tweenies on it? Where's it gone? Have you got it there, Danny?
Yeah.
That's right. Let's have a look at this.
Yeah.
Ah, now. You'll have to remind me which one's which. Who's this lady?
Bella.
And?
Milo.
Milo.
Fizz.
And
Jake.
Jake. Right, so it's Bella, Milo, Fizz and Jake. Right, Bella. What's Bella wearing?
What's that on her hair?
Well, it's on her hair. She's got a bow in her hair, a ribbon in her hair. It's a ribbon tied into a bow. Now look, she looks like she's wearing dungarees or a pinafore dress. But they're yellow, aren't they?
Yeah.
Plain yellow. But what's she got? She's got a jumper underneath, a blouse. And that's red with
yellow flowers.
Yellow flowers on it. So she's wearing a plain plain dungarees.
Just a minute. Bella's got some toes on there.
Bella's got toes on? You mean shoes on?
Yeah.
She looks like she's got tight socks and shoes, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So she's wearing a patterned blouse with a plain pinafore.
Your dad's shop man is broken.
What's broken, darling?
It's really broken.
The video's broken?
Yeah.
Why is it broken?
We need a man and fix this man.
You want a man to come and fix it? Well, I don't think it's broken, is it? Oh, look, when I open it up inside, it says, hello, I'm Bella. It says, I'm Bella. Hey, I'm Milo. Hello, I'm Fizz. And I'm Jake. And we're ready to play. Now, what's Milo dressed in?
Hello.
He's got trousers and a top, and they're all the same colour, aren't they?
Oh, the hair's got colour.
He's got funny hair, he's got yellow hair, hasn't he? What about Fish? She's got a pink dress with white flowers on. She's got a pattern dress, hasn't she?
She got some spots.
Some spots like me. Oh, thank you. Jake's got plain blue shorts on, but he's got a jumper with it's plain blue with bright yellow spots. You're quite right. So when we look around, everything has patterns on it, Thomas, doesn't it? Look at the cushion covers and the curtains. What have they got on them? No, don't do that, otherwise it will break. The chairs are plain, aren't they? But look, they've got...
Flowers
on them, that's right. Now look, who's this?
Tigger.
Now, what's Tigger got?
Boing, boing, boing.
Boing, boing, boing. Has Tigger got stripes?
Yeah. Boing, boing, boing in the forest.
Boing, boing, boing in the forest. And who's this? This is somebody else who does some jumping.
It's a frog.
It's a frog. It's your toy frog from the bath. And what colour is that?
Green.
But what's he got on him as well as green? He's got...
Boing.
No, don't do that, Thomas, please.
Yellow stripes!
No, not yellow stripes, yellow...
Orangey.
No, he's got black and white eyes. What are these?
Spots!
Spots! Tigger's got stripes. And the frog's got spots.
Let me do it for you, Penny.
Alright, well let's draw something on here, shall we? Shall we write down who's got what? Have I got stripes or have I got spots or have I got both? Right, shall we draw a bee? You draw a bee.
Yeah.
Right? Your pencil's upside down, that's right. You draw a bee.
Wow. Bee, 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 bee.
That's a beautiful.
I'm looking for an egg. I've drawn a snake.
You've drawn a snake, have
you? Yes, that's a funny snake.
That's a funny snake. What do you think a snake can have on it? Stripes or spots? Or could it have both?
Dusks.
Tusks? No, you're thinking of an elephant. I think that we could have a stripy snake, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there are some snakes with spots on. So don't put that in your mouth. So they could have both, couldn't they? Stripes and spots. Right, are you going to draw an elephant now, please?
Elephant. It's trunk and ears and it's a snake.
You're drawing a big elephant with trunks and ears and big tusks. Is that what you said?
And tail.
Gosh, look at that trunk. That's a wonderful trunk, isn't it?
Look, two elephants.
Two elephants. Now, elephants don't have stripes or spots, do they?
No.
Are elephants plain? What colour are they?
Purple.
What colour are elephants?
Purple.
Purple? Oh, well, there's a purple elephant on your white clean apron, isn't there? But they're not normally purple, are they? Let's get your elephant out and see what colour he is.
Black hair for you.
He's grey, isn't he? Thomas, please do not put this on your mouth.
Crocodile bumblebee.
Yes, there you are.
I've got him.
No, the elephant's playing grey, isn't he?
That elephant's got some toys. Okay. Here you go. Flap. Oh, listen. Look, a fish.
Fish? You've drawn a fish. What could fish have? Could they have spots or stripes? Or neither?
It's Auntie Frank.
Auntie Frank. What does Auntie Frank have? She has a bit of a red tail, hasn't she? Don't put that pencil in your mouth.
That black one, your mother have fish and chips.
Fish and chips? Oh, I hope that's not the outcome of your goldfish. No, the goldfish are usually just orange, aren't they? Plain orange, but I'm sure there are some fish with, in fact there are, because we've seen them, haven't we? Beautiful fish with stripes and some with spots. What about this crocodile?
Yeah.
He's sort of two different shades of green, isn't he?
It's crocodile for elephants, trunks, and his fins.
What's happening?
It's crocodile's biting elephant's fins.
The crocodile's biting the elephant's trunk?
It's Jumbo, you're a nice elephant, go Jumbo in your voice. And long, long whale, you're a good man. Little crocodile, bite me.
Well, I think the gist of that was you were saying Jumbo is in the jungle, Jumbo the elephant, and the crocodile's bitten him, and the elephant came to tell me. He said, hello, Mummy. But then you ended with Dub Dub. You've been saying that a lot recently, haven't you? Tub Tub and Dub Dub, and we don't know what it means. Look, look at this little bee. We've already drawn a bee, haven't we? What's the bee got? You need to draw a bee, don't they? Always the pencil. Let's draw the bee again. Stripey, isn't it? Sort of golden, orange and black stripes or brown stripes.
So that's because Crocodile Jumbo.
The crocodile's eating the pencil now, is he?
No, got another little in the house. That's because Crocodile. No cook or anything. The minute's time, you're busy.
You're busy, are you? Don't put that pencil in your mouth. I'll hold it to us if you can't hold it. You're not to put it in your mouth. What about tigers? We've already spoke about Tigger, haven't we? But there's a picture of a tiger there. It's got nice stripes, hasn't it? Does that look a little bit like the bee? The same colours?
Bee.
Where's the bee gone?
This is the pencil.
Oh, there's the bee at the front. Now, what's this? Is this a dolphin or a whale?
It's a whale.
Is it? And that's got
spots.
It's got spots.
What's a baby? Oh, that's a baby.
Oh, there's somebody else who has.
Is it? So the giraffe's got some spots.
The giraffe's got some spots. I was just about to say, somebody else has markings on him. But you're quite right, the giraffe has spots. Now the monkey doesn't really have any marks on him, does he? And there's a lion here, and the lion has a big mane, a big ruff around there. There's everything else on that picture. Oh, there's another one. Somebody else doesn't have any markings on him. He's playing. Who's that?
A whale now. Oh, yeah, it's a whale.
There's a whale. What's this animal called here?
Jumbo.
No. He jumps as well, Thomas. He jumps and jumps and jumps. He lives in Australia and he carries little babies in his tummy. What's he called? Or she called?
Lion.
I know, a kangaroo.
Who?
Kangaroo, that's right. Right, we've got some more in this book, haven't we?
Yes.
Just a minute, because it looks like the battery's going flat. Can you see the red lights just come up?
Oh, yeah.
That's strange, isn't it?
What for?
I don't know. I think the battery must be going flat. We better just stop and change the battery.
I look at the mine. Oh.
We've changed the battery now, Tom, so that's all right.
It's not red anymore now.
Birdie's stripy, isn't she? She's a tabby cat.
What's this, Mummy?
Oh, have you picked up the animal book?
What's that?
Right, there's a new battery in that one, Thomas, but we'll have to keep an eye on this one.
What's this?
That's called a scorpion.
What's this? It's on a Z-cat.
A scallop, yes, yes.
Scallop cat.
How do you know about scallops? Have you had one? Scallop.
I can't.
Look, Purdy's looking at you. Purdy, Let's look at Purdy's stripes. Look at her beautiful face.
Stop moving well, Purdy.
She won't move if you don't shout.
I'll hold you.
Can I just show you something on Purdy's face?
Mm-hmm.
Nice tubby cats always have the letter M on their foot. Don't press down on them. Always have the letter M on their forehead. Look, it's a true tubby. When you can see, look, let me show you these stripes. Up there, down there, up there, and down there.
But it scratched you.
No, she doesn't scratch me. Look, this is an M. M for mother. Can you see that? That? You look at Purdy's head, and she has markings like that on her fur. Do you think she wants feeding?
Yeah.
Oh, she's jumping up. Oh, look at that. That's nice, isn't
You're a lovely girl.
She's a lovely girl?
Aww.
She is a lovely girl, isn't she?
I draw six.
Why don't you draw a nice tubby cat for Purdy? Have you written Purdy? Or have you drawn a pussycat? What have you done?
Draw a snake.
You've drawn a snake? Is that what snakes say?
Yes. Snakes are...
What do snakes say?
Not anything is natural.
Oh, he does that, does he, with his tongue? But you're putting Purdy's tail in your ear, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, I'll go and feed Purdy. When I come back, we'll have a little look at that book, shall we?
Oh, lovely mint.
Come on, Purdy. Oh, she doesn't want to go down. Oh, well, let's look at the book together. Purdy can look with us, can't she? Purdy might like to look at a book about animals, might she?
Yeah! But let's see.
Oh, look, nighttime animals.
Look, big fish, Purdy.
There's a big fish. You showing Purdy the big fish?
Look, the big fish.
Turn around. No, don't twist the head around. That's, oh, yes, she can see. Look, what's she looking at? She's looking at these. These birds are called parrots.
My Purdy's a nice fish.
Is she? Oh, there's a nice picture of her.
No, Purdy fish.
You're showing Purdy the goldfish, but what's this?
No, little fish.
Don't shout at her. A goldfish. A yellow fish is a goldfish. The butterfly I was looking at. Purdy likes butterflies, Thomas. In the summer when the butterflies are fluttering in the garden. Have you ever seen Purdy chase one? She's not really chasing it to catch it. It's just she likes the thought of something moving and she can run after it.
Look at a crocodile, Purdy.
A crocodile. Oh, gosh, look at that, Thomas. Has he got his mouth open? Oh, he has, hasn't he?
Gosh. Eat Purdy all up.
He would eat Purdy all up, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me.
No, Purdy. Crocodile.
Oh, that's an alligator. I think they're pretty much the same thing.
Alligator, crocodile.
Yes, I think crocodiles and alligators are very similar, I think.
Look, crocodile. What's in this sleeve?
That's a snake. It's called a boa constrictor type.
But a sniffing snake.
Pretty sniffing picture of the snake. Oh, look, we've got... These are noisy animals, aren't they? And look who's there in the page that says noisy animals.
Pussycat.
A pussycat, what sort of colour cat is that?
Oh, ginger.
Ginger, and look, he's got stripes. He's all ginger, but he's got some light, some dark. And what's he saying?
Meow.
Ah, look.
Elephant.
Elephants and giraffes and tigers. Zebras, we never talked about zebras.
Another elephant.
Another elephant. Zebras are fantastically striped, aren't they? What colours are zebras? Let's just find the page again. Are you pushing the book under there, are you?
No, please,
crocodile. Oh, no, don't harm Purdy with the crocodile, Thomas.
Look, Purdy, crocodile. You all up in your tummy.
Yeah. I can think of four animals that are black and white. One's the panda there, look. Can you see the panda? That's one. Cows, I was thinking of. Number two, I can't find a picture of a cow. Three, a badger, and I can't find a picture of a badger. And four, it's the zebra, or some people say zebra. Oh, look, and a Dalmatian dog. That's five black and white.
Little ladybird.
Little ladybird. And what colour's the ladybird?
Red.
Red with what?
Look at his bees. He can believe.
Yes, look, red with... Red with dark spots. Oh, I hadn't realised this page is all about spotting out. Ah, look at this. Do you know, I've looked at this book many times before. There's one
look,
page...
Look at the snake!
Yes, there's one book that says spotty animals. One page that says spotty animals and one that says stripy.
Look at another snake.
That's called a centipede. This is a stripy page we're on now.
No, this is a snake.
Look, that's a lizard. That's stripy.
Bees, green.
And a terrapin is stripy. Look, and the chipmunk. Birdie's interested in the chipmunk. And the zebra. Can you see this fish? It's a very flat fish. Isn't that beautiful?
And a crocodile going home for his tea.
Crocodile's going home for his tea. Do you know what this fish is called, Thomas?
The crocodile jumped in the water to see elephants.
Crocodile's jumping in the water to see elephants. That's an angel fish. A beautiful stripy fish. And what's this? Thomas, don't do that. Now that's naughty. It's only making a noise, but that frightened Purdy. It's a tiger, isn't it? No, you don't do that. You're naughty.
Stop on that.
No stars. You don't do that. And what about these spotty animals? Let's have a look.
Now look about it.
We've got the spotty dog.
Look about it.
We've got the lizard. The lizard was on the stripy. Oh no, sorry, the stripy was a salamander. The lizard is spotty, the ladybird. And what's this called? It's a leopard. That's another big cat, isn't it?
I see the fish swim, swim.
The fish is swimming.
In the Diet Coke.
The fish is swimming in Diet Coke?
What's this in there?
It's a little tree frog. Do you remember Auntie Mabel and Pippin when they were looking at frogs? There was a bullfrog and a tree frog.
What's we went to that? See them.
That's a seahorse.
My dad's a sea.
No, that's a sea slug. Auntie Mabel and Pippin went to Chester Zoo, didn't they, to look at frogs. And the zookeeper wanted them to sponsor a frog and they couldn't work out who to sponsor, the bullfrog or the tree frog. So in the end, Auntie Mabel sponsored one and Pippin sponsored the other. Do you remember? Penny's having a nice time with us, isn't she? She's not moved. Making Mummy sneeze of having Purdy on money. Right, what if we got here? Purdy would like this, wouldn't she?
What is that?
Right, we've got lots of little books in there, haven't we?
What is mint?
Toss, Tilly, would you mind just... Oh, it's alright. I was going to ask you to get Mummy a tissue one, but I couldn't get up because of Purdy, but Purdy's just moved. There we are.
That is lion book.
This is a lion book, isn't it?
Need to read it.
Need to read it. Okay, you have a look at the lion book.
Oh, a snake!
It says, over in the green grass, there's an orange...
Snake.
An orange snake sliding. Can you see, can you feel the snake's skin, how smooth it is? Isn't that lovely? Who's sitting on that little rock there?
Mouse.
A little mouse. We turn the page. Down by the blue pond, there's a pink...
And a mouse.
You maybe don't know what that is. That's called a flamingo. You see how beautiful pink it is? Just feel it to me. Does that feel nice and soft?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you know what that's supposed to feel like?
Yeah.
Feathers.
Yeah.
Feathers.
A feathers crocodile. It's going to see a lion.
Lion. Oh, up in the white flowers, there's a red...
Buttercup.
A red buttercup. A red parrot perching. Can you feel that bird? He's got feathers as well, hasn't he?
Scratching my neck.
You're scratching his neck. Now, there's another little creature on one of the fly leaves. What's that? It's also red.
Little ladybird.
Little ladybird. Ladybird, ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are gone. You like the snake, don't you? You can't stop tracing your finger over the outline of the snake, the shape. Can you hear the clock ticking?
Not your tiny buttons.
No, I'll move it in a minute. Out on the brown rocks, there's a grey sea lion sunbathing. Oh, now can you feel the sea lion? How cold and smooth he is. Sea lion's on the rocks, but who's in the water?
A duck.
And then we've got one more page. And asleep in the purple shadows, there's a yellow
lion
lazing. There's a yellow lion lazing. Feel his mane and his tail. Are they furry? Are they furry?
Spotty.
You want to look at this one now?
Spotty kitties.
Pardon?
Look at Spotty kitties.
A spotty?
Kitchen.
A spotty kitchen.
Nice snakes.
Shall we read this book?
No, not again.
Not again? It's a different book, isn't it?
Yeah. Look at these nose, covered in bubbles.
Oh, the bubbles, that's right. It's a puppy. Let's see what's happening in this book. It says, touch and feel shapes around the house. Oh, look, can you feel the dog's nose? It's cold and wet and shiny, isn't it? It's not wet, but proper dogs have wet noses. Patient puppies waiting by the bristly brown mat. What shape is the mat? It's a rectangle. Can you feel that mat? That's like a doormat. You know, when you come in, what do you do with your shoes when you come in from outside? Do you wipe your feet on the mat? Yes?
Not on the carpet, on the mat,
that's right. Naughty puppies jumping at the smooth white eggs. What shape are they? Look, they're three white. Little eggs. They're white, aren't they? What shape are they? They're oval or egg-shaped. Three white eggs on the work surface. Oh, this is a nice one. Playful puppies hopping for the comfy red cushion. What shape is the cushion?
Red.
It's red and it's round, isn't it? It's a circle. Wet puppies peeping at the soft yellow sponge. What shape is the sponge in the bath?
Star
shape. You feel that? No. Is that like your sponge? What do you do when you're in the bath with your sponge?
Splash in the water. Drop it down in the water.
You're splashing in the water. You pretend that the bath is a fire engine and that you're polishing it and you use the sponge to wash the sides of the bath. Or sometimes you say you're a window cleaner, don't you? Oh, last one. Bouncy puppies looking in the big shiny mirror. What shape is the mirror?
Wet.
Square. Can you see your face in that mirror?
I'll be a crocodile, see Purdy.
You're being a crocodile, you're going to see Purdy, are you?
I'm sitting in that chair, Mummy.
Why would you like me to sit in that chair?
I see a Purdy in three cold, then a short crocodile.
Are you talking to Purdy?
It's Purdy's little.
Purdy's a little dinosaur crocodile.
It's a big huge crocodile. It's moving. It's not things. It's things.
She's a big huge crocodile, is she?
It's got to be a big huge nose.
This storybook has a pussycat in it. Pardon?
The crocodile nearly driving.
The crocodile's nearly?
Driving.
Nearly driving?
Nearly driving.
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Nearly driving.
Nearly driving?
Nearly driving.
The crocodile's nearly?
Driving.
I'm not sure what you're saying. This is one about opposites in the garden. Who's this?
Carrot.
It's a carrot. And who's going to eat it?
It's crocodile.
Oh, yes, there is a carrot. It looks like a crocodile in the garden, doesn't it? I think it might be their sandpit. It looks like a turtle. You've got a green turtle sandpit. Has the bunny rabbit got pink ears inside? You've got a bunny rabbit, haven't you? What's your bunny called?
I don't know.
You do. It's the same as Auntie Trisha's, because Auntie Trisha bought you the bunny.
Molly.
Oh, this book says, there's a big cat purring.
And a little mouse squeaking. Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet. No, mice don't tweet, tweet. It's birds that say tweet, tweet. Little mice go...
It's cool, yeah, okay. Mummy's slipper off to smell Mummy's feet.
The crocodiles take Mummy's slippers off to smell Mummy's feet. Oh, I bet that's pleasant. Oh, you're giving us a lovely cuddly, cuddly my foot.
Cuddly my foot.
Cuddly my foot. Ah, oh, you're stroking it now, aren't you? That's nice. The big pussycat in this book, isn't she big compared to the tiny mouse? We've got two of us here that are doing different things. There's a slow tortoise plodding after a fast rabbit running. Can you feel the bunny rabbit's fluffy tail?
It's crawling past this crocodile. The crocodile goes silly dancing.
Silly dances. Look at this. There's a fat bird flying.
Look, a snake!
Well, it's a thin worm wriggling. It says there's a fat bird flying over a thin worm wriggling. There's a quiet bee buzzing at a noisy duck quacking. Can you feel the feathers on the duck? What if the bee doesn't sting you? There's a heavy dog panting near a light butterfly fluttering. Can you see the butterfly fluttering in the air? Oh, you're kissing my feet now. Are you all right, Purdy? Oh, Purdy's coming up again. Purdy wants to read another story. Would you like to bring the book, Thomas, with the little horse on it?
That's
the one, yes. Come on, Purdy. Purdy would like to see this book, yes.
What horse?
Yes, that one.
That horse? Oh, yeah. That's right. Oops. I got it in my finger again.
I'll read this to Purdy, I think. Tell you what, we've been looking at the ears on this bunny rabbit, the pink ears, and I've looked at Purdy's ears. They're not very clean inside, madam. Are they? I think they'll have to get a cotton bud and clean Purdy's ears. Oh, this is a counting one. Counting at the farm.
Uh-huh.
Ah, who's this?
Sheep, a big truck and a big suit.
Big tractor? What's a big suit?
There's a man in a suit.
A man in a suit? Yeah. Please don't pull Purdy's tail.
There's two man in a suit.
The man's in a suit. Out in the green fields, there's
a farm.
A farm and a...
A tractor. And a sheep.
A sheep. It says one lamb leaping. Let go. Would you like to feel the woolly coat on the sheep?
I tickle him.
You're tickling him. What happened on the tweenies? Was it Bella or Fizz, one of the girls? Was pretending they had a...
Fizz.
Was it Fizz? She was pretending she had a baby, wasn't she?
Fizz.
And what was it really? It wasn't a baby, was it? What was it?
It's a baby.
Yeah, but it wasn't a baby. Was it a sheep or a lamb? It was a lamb. They said it was a baby sheep, didn't they?
Yeah.
And it's woolly. Oh, because then one of the Teletubbies said that silly nursery rhyme. Bar, bar, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master, one for the cat, and one for me to make a woolly hat.
The monkey's hat.
Oh, the next page. Under the apple tree, there are...
Two dogs eating apples.
Two puppies panting. Yes, they're not actually eating the apples, are they? They're just looking. And they've got nice furry coats, haven't they?
With pigs.
Oh, pigs. Inside the pigsty, there are three piglets playing. Can you feel the nice pink? Don't do that. That's naughty. Don't pick your nose and wipe it on the cat. Three pigs. Can you feel their nice pink tummies? Does your nose tickle when you've touched Purdy?
Yeah.
I notice you sneeze sometimes when you've touched her like me. Oh, now, down on the farm pond, there are four
ducks.
Ducklings diving. Baby ducks are called ducklings.
Big ducks.
This is a nice page. And hidden in the corn, there are five.
I don't know.
Mice. There are five mice munching them, munching on the corn, aren't they? When you have one mouse,
yeah. It's
called a mouse.
Tickling Purdy.
They're tickling Purdy, yes. I think if Purdy saw a mouse, she'd probably tickle the mouse. When there's more than one mouse, they're called mice.
Yeah.
So when you've got a lot of mouses, they're mice. What are they called?
Mice.
So really, this is nice because... Do you know what a baby horse is called?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Horses.
Horses, no. It's called a foal. A baby sheep is called a...
Barn lamb.
A barn lamb. A baby dog is called a...
Sooty.
Sooty. You're thinking of Joe's dog, Sooty. A baby dog is called a puppy. Sounds like Sooty, doesn't it?
If Pussycat likes Sooty.
Pussycat likes Sooty. A baby pig is called a...
Snot-snot.
A snot-snot. You are zilly billy. A baby pig is called a piglet.
That's what you are.
You're a little piglet.
Because snot-snot.
A baby duck is called a...
Snot-snot.
No, it's not called snot-snot. It's called a duckling.
No, you're a duckling, Mummy.
Am I a duckling?
Yeah. Oh,
gosh.
Well,
Thomas, don't throw the chair. You frighten Purdy again. Come on, let's sing a nice song to Purdy.
No.
What shall we sing? Oh, I know. We'll sing the song about being nice. How does it go? I love little Pussy. Her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. So I'll not pull her tail, nor drive her away. And Pussy and I very gently will...
Die.
We'll die?
Yeah.
No, we'll play. Put you in the pigsty with the snots, knots. Can you see her beautiful green eyes?
I open her chin. A doctor.
You're a doctor, or you want to open her chin? Well, look. Let's just have a little look. Can you see her teeth? Gosh, I'm really sharp. Look at those big teeth. Oh, wow. They're like a crocodile's, aren't they?
Open them again. Open them again.
We're not going to open her mouth. We'll just lift her lip up. Can you see them? No, we're not going to force her because she might go, she might bite you. I love little Pussy, her coat is so warm. And if we don't hurt her, she'll do us no harm. So we'll not pull her tail, nor drive her away.
No, I didn't.
When I said not pull her tail, you had the most mischievous look on your face, Thomas Henry. And Pussy and I very gently will
die.
Play.
No, die.
If Purdy died, Mummy would be so sad.
Crying.
I would cry. I would be crying. I'd cry and cry and cry. But she's not going to die because we're going to look after her. And we're going to love her. Treat her nicely.
And Papa, pull her tail.
No, we don't pull her tail. Gosh, look at all the fur that's coming off her. You don't normally molt, Pussycat. Do you know what might be happening to Purdy, Thomas? You know in winter?
Yeah.
It's very cold, isn't it?
I'm thinking for getting a cup of tea.
Are you? Would you like to go and take that into the kitchen, please? It's an empty cup of coffee, isn't it? You take it into the kitchen for me and we'll have a talk about winter coats when you come back. Good boy, Thomas. Good boy.
finally joined the study of finding Sam.
You found Sam, no way. You're very helpful. You say,
hello, Simon
Sam. Simon Sam, can I just tell you about... What's the day's it on? Do you like? Just let me tell you about Purdy's coat. When you go out, we've got a coat on you, don't we? What else do you wear when it's cold outside?
No.
Well, what do you put on your head?
A hat and gloves.
Hat and gloves, that's right. You don't put gloves on your head, you put them on your hands, don't you? And you do that because it's cold outside. Now, Purdy hasn't got a coat like you. Can you see this fur? Beautiful furry stroke. That's Purdy's coat. Purdy wears this whether it's hot in the summer or cold in winter, doesn't she? So do you know what happens in the winter? Purdy's coat gets thicker, so she feels warmer. And then this sort of time of year, a lot of that extra fur falls off. Yeah. She's wearing brushes such a lot. So that her coat's not quite so warm, because in a few months, it should be sunny and warm, shouldn't it? And she'd be too hot with a lot of fur.
I'm going to have my tea.
You're a fireman and you're going to go and have your tea now?
My fire station.
Right.
Beep, beep, nee-naw, 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 nee-naw.
Good, isn't he? A noisy boy.
Naughty fireman.
A noisy fireman.
Noisy.
It isn't really a fireman that's noisy though, is it, Thomas? It's the fire engine. Is it the siren?
Yeah.
What noise does the siren make?
Nino, Nino. Flash, flash.
Flash, flash. Got the lights flashing.
It's got some blue on. And the fire engine beep. Nino, Nino. It's fire is talking to me.
The fireman's
talking to Mummy.
The fireman's talking to Mummy. That's nice. Isn't this lovely that Purdy sat with us for so long, Fireman Sam?
Yeah. Hello, Mummy. Hello, chicken.
Hello, chicken. You're calling Purdy a chicken?
Yeah.
Nice little chicken, isn't she?
Hello, bye-bye, chicken. Have my tea on me now.
And what are you going to have for your tea?
Fish and salmon in my sandwich.
You're having fish in your sandwich?
Yeah.
A fish sandwich?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds nice.
In my fire station.
You're eating it at the fire station, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely. That sounds nice. Purdy likes fish. What sort of things does Purdy like?
I'm going now.
You're going now?
Beep.
Oh, bye, Fireman Sam. Fireman Sam, yeah. If you're passing the shops, could you please buy me some chicken for Purdy? And perhaps a tin of whiskers. And she likes ham.
Yeah.
She likes a little bit of beef. And she likes cheese and crunchy biscuits and milk. Do you think you could buy all those things for her?
Well, no. One sausage, one milk, one sausage, one whiskers, and one ham, and three sausage, whiskers, and strawberries, and blackberries, and some yummy.
I don't think Purdy's really going to eat strawberries and raspberries. Is that for you?
Yeah.
You and Firefighter Morris, Penny Morris?
I eat it on my job, and I'm going out. Oh, just a minute. Gone. I put it on. Here we go. Where's it gone?
Where's it gone? Your helmet? Have you lost your helmet? Oh, no, you do, will it? Is it underneath the fire engine?
No, I can't see it underneath here.
You can't see it under there?
Nope.
Perhaps it's still at the fire station. I can see it actually, Thomas. Can you see it?
It's, yeah.
Can you see it just there, look?
Fireman Sam got a red telephone.
Fireman Sam has a telephone?
red one.
A real telephone or a red one?
A red one, yeah.
A red one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just that the phone that you're holding at the moment is a black one, because I thought you said red. Has Father Sam on the television programme got a red telephone?
Yeah.
Oh, that should match his fire engine nicely, shouldn't it?
My telephone's broken.
Oh, dear, dear. Let's have a little look. Oh, that's just the case where we used to put a battery in when it worked. That's funny, because you've seen when we changed the battery on the microphone today. And I had to slide a cover off, didn't I, to put the battery in? Mm. And now, you can see where the battery for the mobile phone used to go. Doesn't work anymore, does it?
No.
And why did you get this mobile phone? Who gave it to you?
Daddy.
And why did Daddy give it to you?
Because you're good to Purdy.
Because you've been good to Purdy. That's right, because you kept wanting a mobile phone, didn't you? And Daddy got a new one. So he thought, well, seeing as Thomas has been a really, really good boy to Purdy, he's been nice and kind and gentle. I'll give her my old one. There we are, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Right, I think I better go and feed this pussycat, because you've been to the shops now, haven't you, and bought all that food. Down you go, puss. Pardon?
Dustman's coming.
Who's coming?
Dimitri and the dustbin.
Oh, Dimitri and the dustbin men.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's because I've just turned the microphones and the tape recorder back on.
Please!
So.
Please, Leo, watch dustbin men and Dimitri. Please!
Well, I think you always associate the tapes with Dimitri, don't you?
Yeah.
And very often
we. Squeeze it.
We then you always try and do the recording on a Monday.
Squeeze it.
You like train set?
The railways.
The railways? Why are you putting on that silly voice?
I am. I'm going to go to the corner shop.
You're going to the corner shop?
No, 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 silly woman.
Now, what did Daddy tell you about saying that?
I'm going to go in the corner shop.
Who's going in the corner shop?
Judy. Judy.
Judy?
Yeah.
Who's Judy?
Judy the tweenies.
Oh, Judy and the tweenies. What are you doing with this out? Judy and the tweenies? She's going to the corner shop, is she?
To buy some ice cream?
I've
gotten the hot crisp buns and I've gotten the sweets.
She's forgotten the hot crisp buns and she's forgotten the sweets?
Yes.
Has she really?
Silly me.
Is that what she said, silly me? Well, we go to the, I suppose our corner shop, the nearest thing we've got to a corner shop is a spa shop, but it's not just round the corner, is it? It's a good sort of 10 minutes walk down the road.
Oh, no, it's not.
The spa shop? What's in the spa shop?
Lots of huge, huge sweets.
Lots of huge, huge sweets in the spa shop?
Yes. Smarties I buy, and food I buy.
You buy Smarties and you buy food?
Milk. And corn crisps and sugar rolls.
And sausage rolls? No, you don't.
Yes.
Just come put this sock on, please. No, where do we buy sausage rolls from?
The sausage roll shop.
The sausage roll shop. There's all sorts of different shops, aren't there?
Yes.
There's the dairy.
What's the dairy mean?
What's the dairy mean? I don't think there are many dairies really now, but the dairy is where you can buy milk and cheese and eggs and yoghurt. The milkman brings all those things, so you can find them at the dairy counter in the supermarket.
Yeah.
And then there's bakers. What do we buy at the bakers?
Sausages.
Sausages, no, you're thinking of the butchers. The butchers is for sausages and meat and bacon and chicken.
And ham.
And ham.
And chicken. And slugs and cheeky worms.
And slugs and cheeky worms?
Yes.
I don't think Mike would be very pleased if you told him that he sells slugs and cheeky worms in his shop. He'd probably just say you're the cheeky worm. No, the bakers, Thomas, you call the bakers a sausage roll shop. What can we buy in the bakers?
I don't know.
You don't know, we can buy bread.
And there's one on there.
You want to draw on there? Well, let's put your slippers on. And then
I'm not a draw on it.
No? Okay.
What is it on the
What does it say?
Tina Turner put it in the pile of his suitcase. Okay, doop.
You've picked up a piece of card. And on one side it says Kleenex for men and tissues, because it's just the oval that we pull out of the centre of the tissue.
They draw the suitcase on the tummy. Shall we live on a house that goes? Okay, better doop.
And you're pretending now that it's the letter that Auntie Mabel wrote to her friend Dora to thank her for a nice day and to say, Pippin the dog has left his suitcase. Please could you post it to us? But what did you say about a hospital? You said something then about a hospital, didn't you?
Thank you, hospital.
Thank you, hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, you're writing a thank you letter to the hospital, are you?
Yes,
sir. Right, would you like to sit there?
The
back?
Blue one.
Would you like to do some drawing?
On that card,
there you are. There's a pencil. There's a piece of card.
Oh,
and while you're doing that, I'm going to put these books away. No, the Baker's Thomas is what you call a sausage roll shop, and you can buy bread and cakes and biscuits. And we buy hot cross buns there, and at Christmas we bought mince pies.
Dr. Harrison's not talking to
me. Dr. Harrison's not talking to me?
Oh,
goodness, what do you mean Dr. Harrison's not talking to me?
I don't know.
No, I don't either. I'll just get the phone. And what's the other shop that we go to, Thomas? The chemist?
Oh, yes.
What can we buy in the chemist?
Naughty things.
Naughty things? Yeah. We can buy things like soap and shampoo and toothpaste and toothbrushes, can't we?
About nappies!
What about nappies? Yes, when we used to buy nappies, we could buy them from the chemist.
Yeah.
And then what can we get from the fruit and vegetable shop? What can we buy there?
Lots of fruit.
Lots of fruit.
Lots and of patterns.
And patterns? What do you mean in patterns?
We've got some patterns.
The sweets, all different patterns, all different shapes of sweets. Is that what you mean, all different kinds of sweets?
Mm.
Well,
Pigeon Street.
Pigeon Street?
Yeah.
Is that where you do your shopping, Pigeon Street?
I watch Pigeon Street.
You've watched Pigeon Street on the television, have you?
Yes, on television and on the mum.
Well, the other shops that we go to in Lidsbury, the newsagents. We buy magazines and newspapers.
Yeah.
And birthday cards.
The fruit man.
Well, we go to the fruit shop in Lidsbury, we go to the supermarket as well, but just down the road near the spa shop, there is a fruit and vegetable man, isn't there? And what do we buy from him? What do you go to the fruit and vegetable man and ask for?
You'll get
to the
fruit man,
Mummy. Well, what do we buy? What's very large?
Your yogurt in there. Fruit man.
Oh, you're supposed to be a fruit man, are you? Oh, are you giving me some money?
And sharing with them.
Is that the till? Are you the fruit and vegetable man?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, right.
I'm the donkey man. Got some lots of things.
Have you?
So did you serve vegetables? Would you be? You're paying you.
Right. I see. That sounds very nice.
Yeah.
Well, we have.
Yeah.
Some nice pears in the kitchen. We bought those at the fruit and vegetable man, didn't we?
Yeah. I love the fruit man.
You like the fruit man?
Well, I love you, man.
His wife's quite nice, isn't she?
I love you, man.
You're what? A lorry man?
Yeah, he's kept full of pears. I need some pears in my lorry.
You need some pears in your lorry?
Yeah.
Well, I've actually cut the pears up, darling, now. Because the other day, I was peeling and quartering pears because you said you wanted them. It wasn't the other day, it was yesterday. And then you changed your mind. So they're actually cut up in the fridge. But you saw some plums, didn't you? Do you remember seeing the plums at the fruit shop?
Yes.
But what did we buy the other day when we went to the fruit and vegetable man? We didn't buy, we bought some pears. Some daffodils, that's what I was getting, right? Yes, we bought some daffodils. Sometimes you've bought daffodils to give to Grandma. Mm. Sometimes we've bought daffodils for Mummy.
Yeah.
And who did we buy daffodils for the other day?
Sue.
Because when we pulled the pants out of the fruit and veg shop, Sue was there, wasn't she?
Yeah. Sue, what are you going up to?
Well, Sue was going to the spa shop, wasn't she?
Sue, what are you going up to?
Is that what you said to her? What are you going up to? And what did she say back to you?
What are you going up to?
Did she say what you're getting up to?
Yes.
Ah, right. What's she getting up to? I didn't hear her say anything. Ah, what did you say?
What are you going up to, Susie?
What did you say? Sue, I'm getting up to all sorts of mischief as normal.
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
I bet you didn't. You won't confess to that, will you? Now, why do we go to the spa shop mainly? We go on a Sunday, don't we, when we've forgotten to buy something? Mm-hmm. When's the other time?
Ooh.
When we need...
I want to wash that.
When we need milk.
I want to wash that.
It's
a dustbin
lorry. Why is it a dustbin lorry? Well, that noise. Now, I think it's the sound of Brian and Linda's vacuum cleaner, isn't it, next door? I don't think it can be the dustbin lorry today, Thomas. It's Thursday.
Oh no! My slippers come off.
Your slippers come off again? I seem to spend my life putting your slippers off. Don't throw it, that's a naughty boy. That is a naughty boy, Thomas, because you've knocked something else over, haven't you?
And I knocked somebody over!
I didn't say somebody, I said you've knocked something else over. You've got to be more careful.
No. Oh, no, that's my table. May I sit on that table?
No, we sit on the chairs, not on the table. What's the shop that we went to in Didsbury? We've been twice now while we've been waiting for a bus. It's not a shop we go into very often.
A sweetie shop.
The sweetie shop, that's right.
Well, there's a Molly thing now. I go buy a pudding, really, really one. And it's a make one of those sweets.
Well, when we've been waiting for a bus, and the bus hasn't come, we've gone into the little sweet shop in Disbury because it's one of those sweet shops where you can still buy sweets in the jar, isn't it?
I need them now.
Do you?
Please.
And he's got what we call a penny tray. Oh, they don't cost pennies now, they cost about 3p each. And I let you choose the other day three little jelly sweets, didn't I? What gums were they?
And why?
A butter.
No, don't press that now, love.
It's not a sweet.
You had an orange one, a yellow one, and a green one, didn't you? And you only had one of the sweets. You only had one sweet.
Learn the word.
And then you did something to upset Purdy and we said no more. And you're asking me now for another one, aren't you? And you have actually been a good boy to Purdy today, haven't you? And now you've just spoiled it by throwing your slipper. Playing with his phonics teacher now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Web.
Are you pressing different letters in the alphabet, Thomas?
Yes, I am.
The letter and sound.
Would you like to turn that off for me, please?
No, it's not noisy.
Well, it's a little bit noisy. I was going to go and get one of those little jelly sweets. Because you had been a good boy to Purdy, hadn't you?
You put it on that on your gate.
Well, you put that away, please. And then put your slipper back on and I'll go and get a jelly sweet for you.
Oh! I can't do that.
Well, you sit in the chair and I'll do it.
You do it. You do it, Mummy.
I will do.
It's difficult.
Is it difficult?
Yeah. I can't work it on. I fall down the floor again.
Pardon?
I fall down on the floor again.
Why have you thrown it down on the floor?
Well, it's too difficult.
It's too difficult. Well, you could have kept hold of it, couldn't you, until I was ready. Thomas, stop throwing things. And I've just brought you one of these sweets. I don't know whether you can have one now.
Yeah, I think so.
Look, who's just come home? Who's come home?
Daddy.
No, not Daddy. Over the road.
Sue.
Sue, you want to have someone and wave to her? She's looking up and down the street, isn't she?
No, wait at me.
No, I don't think she can see you down. Just stand in the chair a second. She's going in, isn't she? She's not looking. No. What's she done now?
Done the house. Not again.
She's gone in the house. What did you... Not again. What do you mean, not again?
Not again. Not what I with her.
Right. Which one of these would you like?
The lid opened.
Right. Okay, you open the packet.
Yes.
They're in the nice little white paper bag, aren't they? Only by the purse.
Right. I have...
The green one. All right, we'll put the orange one away for another day, shall we?
Orange.
Orange one away.
Have it at tea time.
You'll have it at tea time, will you?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. If you've been a good boy, we'll think about it. When we buy pears from the fruit and veg man, they come in a big brown paper bag, don't they? But when we buy sweeties from the sweetie shop, they come in a white bag, although we've only been in twice. We've only been to that shop twice, haven't we?
Yeah. Bye-bye, Mummy.
Bye-bye, Thomas. Does that taste good? Shouldn't really eat sweets in between meals, should you?
No.
What would the dentist say? He wouldn't be very happy, would he? We just have to make sure we give your teeth an extra good brush tonight, won't we? Yes. That tastes good.
I used it all up and just ate my sick.
You need it all up and it'll make you sick?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not. No point having it if it's going to make you sick. Do you know who is sick at the moment?
Uh-huh.
Somebody who's been poorly, Isabel. Isabel's had a tummy bug, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She's been sick.
Daddy Rod did clean her bed.
Daddy Rod had to clean the bed, didn't she? Yes. She was sick in her cot and sick in her mummy and daddy's bed. And Daddy Rod had to sort it all out, didn't he?
Let's get cracking.
Pardon?
Let's get cracking.
Let's get cracking?
Yeah.
You just said, let's get cracking. Who have you heard say that?
Let's get cracking.
Let's get cracking. Oh, that's a smashing word, isn't it? Let's get cracking.
Dig and dug, get cracking.
Who says that, Thomas?
Dig and dug.
Oh, dig and dug. Ah.
Let's get cracking.
Dig and dug say that, do they? The men who have the big diggers, the big machines. A little bit like Bob the Builder, aren't they? Dig and dug. Oh, I do like that, Tom.
Let's get cracking.
Let's get cracking. Oh, well, now I know you know that phrase. When I want you to hurry up, I'll say, come on, Thomas, let's get cracking. Quick, quick.
You're missing just in them.
You enjoying the sweet?
Yeah. It's the white one. Green one.
Pardon?
What is the white one?
Because it's a white one. It's a green one, isn't it?
I'm enjoying it.
You're enjoying it?
I'm not giving you one.
No, I know. Not one. It doesn't matter. There were only two in the bag, weren't there?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you'd given one to me, there wouldn't be any left for later, would there?
No.
But still, it was very nice of you to think about sharing, Thomas. That's a good boy.
I didn't know me, Mum. I think the green one.
What about the green one?
I've eaten it.
You've eaten it. You've eaten the green one. You have, haven't you? Let's wipe those little sticky hands now. And quick wipe on your face. How's that? Does that feel good? Does that feel good, Thomas?
My baby's got some lofty.
Pardon?
My baby's got some lofty.
Bob the Builder's got some lofty?
Yeah.
What's a lofty? The cranes?
Yeah.
Because they go high up in the air.
Reach the wall. Reach the wall.
Reach the wall?
Mm.
To reach the wall very high up. Mm. Did you say reach?
Mm.
That's clever.
Look around. What did you say? It's a bit.
My little treasure, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm making your treasure.
My little treasure.